We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Another beautiful day. Just, wow. I just love walking into the office this morning. Sun beating down. Just absolutely gorgeous outside. We're back with the business of sports always. So many moving pieces. Players, game plans, sponsorship deals, political headwinds. Yes, even in sports. And much, much more. He is back. Mark Cass from Team Lammy joins us in studio. Mark, welcome back. Seems like it's been a while.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a couple weeks in Italy with your friend, Mr. Mercure.
Yes.
You know,
great trip.
You know, we drank some wine. We ate some great food. We saw some great. It was an amazing trip. Just amazing. John does a great job with his trip. So great time, but I'm happy to be back.
All right.
I didn't realize I came back in like July. I'm trying to figure out the weather here. It's like 80 degrees on my walk over here today. I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. It's, you know, I remember, was it like 3 years ago where it snowed on Halloween?
Yes. Yeah. Can remember be that? Pretty frigid for the trick or treaters.
But this is great.
This is good. Thanks for bringing your cruise weather back for us. We appreciate it. We have a great show today. A lot of business with sports topics teed up. Also, Marquette women's basketball coach Kara Consuegra will join us on the phone right after the first break. The new season is coming up for Coach and her new team. She's not, though, totally new to Milwaukee. It's a bit of a return to the market for Kara, who was an assistant at Marquette from 2004 to 2011. I'm a big fan of women's basketball, specifically Marquette women's hoops. I love talking about the family nature of the game, just the creativity with the game, the heartfelt power of women's basketball. It's just so, you know, it's just a lot happening in the space. So I'm really looking forward to talking with Kara. But let's, as we do each and every morning, let's go to Up.
Now it's time for the 1, 2, 2. Up on The Upswing.
Alverno College has unlocked $3 million. Alverno College has unlocked and exceeded a $1.5 million matching gift from a group of anonymous donors who believe in the mission of the college. The matching gift, which was announced at the inauguration of President Christy Brown in May, Christy is great, has brought in gifts from more than 470 donors and brings the total raise to the college to more than $3 million. The college secured the funds to fulfill the match 2 months ahead of schedule, and donors continue to contribute gifts inspired by the match. Alverno sports team nickname? Do you know what, Marquez?
Come on, I put you on the spot. Go ahead.
Alverno, the Inferno.
The Inferno.
You gotta love it.
Jeff, I am so happy to see this after what's happened with other colleges in the area. We obviously saw what happened with Cardinal Stritch.
Yeah.
To see the support for Alverno, which is an anchor in our community, really important.
Yeah.
So important.
Christy's doing a great
Christy
job there.
Is awesome.
She's a pillar in the community for sure.
Wonderful person. Leading a great college, and it's so great to see that support.
Yes. All right. Second up, more ma'am for you. The Milwaukee Art Museum yesterday announced a major expansion of its museum store, located obviously within the iconic Santiago Calatrava design Quadracci Pavilion. This November, the store is going to more than double in size, expanding from one level to two, offer a wider variety of products to jewelry, designer goods, museum branded merchandise. I heard a rumor there might be MAM inspired pickleball paddles.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to happen,
pickleball
but I
heard everywhere.
That.
I like that. You know,
yes.
Again, Jeff, this show is kind of a commitment. It shows an investment into a, you know, what we all love about Milwaukee. We love the Calatrava. We love the art museum. Love seeing this because, you know, what it also means? It means support from the community.
Yes.
I mean, that's how things happen at the art museum. It's not about, you know, other things. It's about people who kind of step up with money.
Yeah, and it's perfect. It is community. It is commerce. The museum, the new museum store, opens to the public Wednesday, November 20th, just in time for holiday gift giving. The new footprint will extend to the second level and includes the once private Quadracci Street suite that kind of overlooks the Calatrava, the signature, all the organic architecture and beauty that's there. The second level will welcome back the original Calatrava designed Pearwood display case with a robust selection of high-end jewelry, home decor, art books, designer objects, and more. Really great to see.
I heard you say November 20th, right? So that's plenty of time for you to get my Christmas and Hanukkah gift.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah. You already, I've already made some calls and put some. It's already there.
I love it.
And they're refreshing their online presence too. So if I can't get down to the art museum,
you'll get there,
I'll buy it
online
for you, Mark.
I know you're there.
All
right, you got a month there. I like that.
All right, when we come back. Excited to talk with Marquette women's coach Kara Consuegra. This is The Upswing. It's the business of sports. Mark Cass from Team Lammy joins us. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass. We are coming off one of the most exciting WNBA championships ever. Personally, I can't wait for it to expand to best of seven next season. Speaking of expansion, could Milwaukee land a WNBA team? If so, what would it mean to the market? I think all in all, Milwaukee's already a hotbed for women's hoops. And, you know, the new college season, Mark, is upon us. The new coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles women's team, Kara Consuegra, joins us via phone. Coach, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be here.
All right. So welcome back to Milwaukee, first and foremost. I have to have my Milwaukee evangelist hat on and give you the official civic welcome back to Milwaukee. A lot has changed in the city since you left in 2011. Well, how does Milwaukee feel different to you, Coach?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the truth is, to me, Jeff, it actually feels a lot the same, which I think is a great thing. I mean, certainly there are some differences, particularly, I think, in the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they've made some really great upgrades, adding, you know, the public market, which I know was here, I think, when I left, but I just think it's grown. The Third Street Market, you know, some of the, you know, Skyline is different down there, of course. You know, Marquette's campus has added some buildings, which has really enhanced, you know, our campus and our student experience. But, I mean, to me, a lot of it feels the same. I mean, Milwaukee is an awesome city with a small town feel, great people, great community. That's how I felt about it when I lived here before, and that's how I feel about it now.
Very good. And did you always have the sense that, you know, when you were an assistant for Marquette that someday you return to Milwaukee? Milwaukee kind of has, and Marquette has that sense of calling. Did you have that in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I always had Marquette kind of on my bucket list. Could I get back here? Would there be the right opportunity at the right time? And, you know, frankly, I only left because I wanted to become a head coach. And I was working for Terry Mitchell, who was a legend here, you know, and I knew, you know, that wasn't coming here for a while. So, yeah, but you're right. I mean, there's I always tell recruits, like, there's an energy at Marquette that you don't understand until you walk on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And once you become a part of this community, both athletically and academically, it's just different. And, you know, it's never felt the same since I left. I've not felt that since I've left. Wow. And I always thought if I could get back here, it would be tremendous.
Right.
How hard of a choice was it for you to come back? Was it easy? I mean, was it one of those things you thought, okay, I mean, I got to do this now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any life-changing decisions are easy.
Right, sure.
But, yes, in the scope of it, we believed it was the right decision for our family, not just for me professionally. Yeah. My husband grew up here. We have a ton of family in this area, and so it was really a no-brainer to be back to a place that I love. I felt I could grow professionally, and our family could be happy.
Yeah. So what are your immediate and long-term goals for the team, both on and off the court? You had to make some pretty quick roster additions when you arrived here this spring, right, Coach?
Yeah, it was a huge challenge. When I was hired, we had six players on the roster, only about 2.5 weeks left with the portal being open. All the freshmen had decommitted. So we had a lot of work to do in a short amount of time. And I think what makes it so challenging is I am a big believer in culture and values and foundation. And so, yeah, we had to get a roster so we could play. And certainly we want to win as many games as possible. But it's year one in building this foundation of who we want to be and how we want to be. the types of people that are part of this program, to me, was the most important thing and is the most important thing. So those are my immediate goals, like, you know, who we brought in, which I feel really good about, the people that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for, you know, again, the challenges of finding players with talent, I thought we did a really, really great job. But, you know, now it's okay in year one. Yes, let's win as much as we can, but let's set the foundation. Let's make sure, you know, these players, this new staff, they know, again, who we want to be, what our values are, what we want to believe in, how we want to play from not just a competitive standpoint, but what it looks like in terms of effort, enthusiasm, celebration, love for the game, representing the Milwaukee community. Those things are really important to me.
Yeah.
And so that's the number one thing that we're trying to set this year.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We are talking to the Marquette Golden Eagles women's team coach, Kara Consuegra. Kara, can you stay around for one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass and Marquette Golden Eagles women's head coach, Kara Consuegra. Coach, again, thanks for taking time this morning. So, tickets are on sale now. You have certain games that, you know, you're looking at the schedule, like these games are already circled, and you're like, all right, you got to be here. The Sherman family, by the way, the Sherman family, I love the Sunday afternoon games at the Al. It is like our thing to do.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to give you coach speak and say the most important game is the next game on the schedule. However, we do have four Big East home games on weekends. Unfortunately, Jeff, they're not Sundays this year. They're on Saturdays.
All right. Okay, that's even better.
But really happy to have, you know, four home games on the weekend. So I think that would be great if folks would check those out, circle the schedule, and be here and pack the Owl.
Yeah. And the great thing is tickets are, you know, $10, $5. You know, you can get season tickets for a really good rate as well. You have your first home game on November 18th. It's a Monday afternoon game. I think it play UWM on a Sunday at 2. And then you also have a New Year's Day game, too, right?
Yep, we do. Kind of a big opponent for that one.
Yes, indeed. You see UConn on New Year's Day in Milwaukee. Like, that's where you're going to have to be.
Easy assignment for the beginning of the new year.
Yeah. So, as you look at, as a former player, what would a WNBA franchise mean for the market?
I think it would be incredible. I mean, we're really excited over here that the Bucks have put a bid in, and, you know, really just kind of proud of them as an organization, you know, for wanting to support women's sports. Mm-hmm. And now is the time. I mean, there's so many eyes on our game. Certainly a lot of that momentum started with Caitlin Clark, but I think that that is just involved in so many different areas. I mean, you watch the WNBA finals, you know, the Liberty was having over 18,000 people at their finals games, and it's just the right time. And I think Milwaukee is, you know, you said it earlier, it's a hoops town. There's so many great basketball players that have come from this town, both on the men's side and the women's side. There's so many people that are just really passionate about the Bucks, about Marquette men and women's basketball. And I think it would be a fantastic time for our city and certainly for our student athletes. You know, we're, you know, Marquette, part of our vision is to create pros. That's something that we feel we have the ability to do.
Yeah.
Natisha Heidemann is our most recent pro. She played in the WNBA finals with the Lynx.
Yeah.
Unfortunately fell a little bit short, but we had her on campus last week and she came back and she was talking to our players and the opportunity she's had at Marquette and how special that was. I mean, that's what we want. And what better to have those role models right down the street from us?
Yeah. One of my daughter's favorite pictures she has in her phone is a picture of her and Natisha Heidemann.
Oh, there you go.
It's great.
Nice. Awesome. Very nice.
So as you see, obviously, you're the CEO of the program, and there's just the ever-changing world of college sports has a lot of ups and downs, a lot of wonderful challenges. How do you see the team collaborating and connecting with area businesses to continue to grow it?
Well, we're really fortunate here at Marquette because we do have a NIL general manager, Maddie Dunker, who helps our athletes get connected with the city. I believe we are the only Big East team that has somebody to be able to help our student athletes. So that's a huge plus. But I also think, you know, our kids here, our women, are really unique, I think, in that, I mean, they love not just Marquette, but Milwaukee. You know, it's not uncommon on a weekend you see our kids down at the Public Market or the Third Street Market in the summer at Bradford Beach or anywhere in between. Like, they're very immersed in not just the campus, but the city. And so I think any businesses out there that are looking for fantastic, you know, women role models, I mean, this is a really great group. And they're good kids. I mean, high character, good values, good students, well-spoken, represent both themselves, their families, and Marquette really well. So, you know, again, going back to all the eyes on women's basketball, now is the time.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you see, obviously, you're the CEO of your household, too. You have two young boys. How do you guide their sports journey? Can it be a little hard to be a parent and a coach at the same time? I'm asking for a friend myself.
I find myself, especially at basketball games with my children, literally sitting and physically putting my hand over my mouth.
I've seen some of those parents in the game. Good job.
It's really hard. I mean, it's hard for any parent, I'm sure. You know, you watch your child doing something that he or she loves, and you want them to do well. You want that for them. You know, certainly as a coach, it's really hard because I could say something to my child every single time that would help them grow. Mm-hmm. But is that really what I want? Do I want my child, while he's out there playing, looking at me every other possession? Absolutely not. If I'm a coach, I'm upset if my players are doing that. You don't need to be looking into the stands or looking at a parent or looking at a trainer. You need to be focused in on me as a coach. So, you know, I try, and I know my husband is also a coach. He coaches Marquette University High School football. Well, like, our kids are getting it from both ends.
All right. Very good. Coach, we got to get to news, but I really appreciate your time.
Okay.
All the best this season. We'll be there.
Have a great season.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. A big thank you to Kara Consuegra, Marquette Golden Eagles head women's coach. Excited for the upcoming season for sure. So, Mark Cass, as you look at kind of the marketplace in terms of women's sports and the possibility of WNBA, you look, Group M is the world's leading media investment company. They book sponsorships and advertising, create deals across a ton of different platforms across the globe. Just yesterday morning, they announced that it had surpassed a self-declared goal of doubling its client spending on women's sports from last year. So the dollars are definitely coming.
No doubt.
And when you look at WNBA expansion, you know, there's three cities already on the docket. You have Toronto and Portland next up. And then other potential candidates, Philadelphia, Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, Nashville, and South Florida are all kind of on the docket. What do you think the percentage is?
I think it's low. I think it's 20-25%. I think it's the right time. There's no doubt it's the right time. The interest is there. I think it would do great in Milwaukee. The problem is you're up against a lot of other cities.
Yeah.
The problem is we have a lot of sports teams here already, which anybody's going to look at. They're going to look at the marketplace, how much money is spent here, how people are doing, and there's a lot of competition right now for the sports dollar. The Admirals, the Wave, I mean, everything that goes on with colleges, and then you get to the pro level with the Bucks, the Brewers, the Packers. We have a lot of sports options while other cities really don't.
Yeah.
So I think we're lucky, and that could end up hurting us. But there's no doubt it's the right time. I mean, if it does come here, I think it'll do well.
Yeah.
But it will impact others because, again, there's only X amount of dollars to go around in a city.
Right. And you know, we obviously Fisher Forum has the ability to host. Yep. And the summertime, there's a ton of programming, I think, already on the weekends.
Right, in terms of concerts.
But I think there's opportunity there.
I think it also helps. The one thing I've read and I've seen nationally is it helps to have an NBA team behind it. And the Bucks are obviously very clearly behind it. So that will help. And I think they obviously have the money to do this. So I think that's a good thing. Again, I just think because of the competition and just because of what's already here, it may not be the right time. But in terms of the interest in sport, there's no Now it's the right time.
Yeah. I'm glad we're in the mix for sure. The next WNBA team for next season, Golden State. So right. To your point, yeah. You
NBA
know, the relationship with the Warriors there is going to help.
I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
What if, say, the Chicago Sky, since they're the closest team, what if they do an exhibition game at Pfizer Forum to help generate
great
interest?
Great idea. Yes. Think about what's going on with the Blackhawks right now. Yeah. The Blackhawks have come up here twice over the past years to play here, and it's sold out twice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think the more you do to show that interest, I think that really helps. So, I think, it'd be a great idea. How about they play a regular season game here?
Exactly.
Why
right,
not?
Right.
We haven't got the
NBA All-Star game here. Let's bring the WNBA All-Star game to a non-market city like there's creativity.
I mean, there's a great arena right down the street that can host this game.
All right. One little quick note I wanted to add. I saw yesterday the NFL is partnering with The Simpsons on a Monday Night Football game. Yes. So Monday Night Football will air an alternate Simpsons broadcast for the Bengals-Cowboys in Week 14.
Wait. How good is it? It's the Cowboys. How good is that?
They're probably they're probably overshadowing some of the team play on the field, right? But it's inspired by the success of a lot of the other alternative broadcasts. I mean, what do you think of these specialty broadcasts, Mark?
I think anything to be creative, anything to kind of expand the fan base is a good thing, right? It's worked when they've done it with Nickelodeon. They've had a lot of success with that. So I think it's a good thing. Why not try it, see how it works? Again, expanding your scope. Simpsons, I think, is interesting. Not one I would have picked, but they obviously have a very loyal kind of base. They've been on, 25, 30, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Crazy long time.
Longevity, for
sure. Crazy amount of supporters and followers. So I think, NFL, you got to be, I will say this about them. They try new things, whether it's international games.
Yeah.
Whether it's something new in the field, something new in the broadcast, they try new things. They are a leader in terms of new ways of doing things.
Yeah, so Week 14, something to look forward to.
Homer and Bart.
Bart Simpson will be on the Bengals sideline. Homer will ride with
Peyton
the Cowboys.
Manning. We got Peyton, we got Eli, and now we got Homer and Bart.
That's right.
This is great.
Marge and Lisa are going to do some of the player interviews.
Of course.
That is creativity. I love it. When we come back, more Business of Sports with Mark Cass from Team Lammy. The MLB Strike Zone Challenge. It's coming. We'll get his thoughts when we come back. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports. Mark Cass, Senior Vice President at Team Lammy Sports Promotion, looking at all angles of the sports business here on The Upswing. One angle we got to look at, Mark, is sports and politics and how they
hard
mix.
To avoid it right
That's
now,
right.
Isn't it?
It is on everyone's mind.
Every ad, everywhere you go, it's on your mind.
Yeah, Brett Favre at Trump rally in Green Bay. Friday here in Milwaukee of Doc Rivers, the Bucks coach and Vice President Harris ad, from a sports star's political endorsement lens, how can it impact their personal brand and even endorsement deals down the road?
It's a risk. There's no doubt about it. And really look at this from a company standpoint. You don't see a lot of companies get involved with this because you could irritate half of your customer base. So, in the case of Rivers, he's getting ripped on social media by some people. Mm-hmm. He's getting praised by some people, of course. So you just run that risk. And if you want to do it, they obviously have the right to do it.
Yep.
They have a platform to do it. Rivers has been a highly successful NBA coach for years. He's not worried about his image or his kind of what he's going to do. So I get it, but it could hurt them selling tickets to the Bucks because there could be 20 people or 100 people say, well, I'm mad about this because I'm a Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to support the Bucks. In the world we live in right now, it's just hard to do that. So, I've often heard from companies and I've talked to companies who just say, we're going to stay neutral. It just stay in the middle. We don't get involved with it because it doesn't impact our business. We want to be neutral. We want everyone to be our customer.
Yeah. Have you had specific clients at Team Lammy come to you and say, hey, I'm evaluating this opportunity or that opportunity?
Luckily,
and
no.
How do you counsel?
Yeah,
no?
Luckily, no. We haven't had that, but I would say the same thing I'm saying here.
Yeah.
It's a risk.
Yeah.
Anytime you get involved with politics, no matter what side you're on, it's a risk because they're in the current world where we're half and half, 50-50, you're going to irritate half of a customer base.
Yeah.
And is it worth it? There are customers. There are clients who do it. There, I mean, you saw it with Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. So there are people out there who do it. I think if you're at a certain level, like Steph Curry, like LeBron, like Rivers, you can do it without a big amount of damage.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what the fallout is.
All right. All right. Another risk is kind of messing with baseball tradition.
Yeah.
That is always a big risk, right?
Yep.
So MLB Strike Zone Challenge is coming. It will experiment with the Strike Zone Challenge system at the game's highest level next year during spring training. Commissioner confirmed the news on Monday during a media appearance. Reports had kind of been surfacing that they're going to look at, hey, you can now challenge the balls and strikes calls.
Wow.
What do you think? Like,
it's going to open a door, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those games are going to get longer again now, aren't they?
Yes.
I got to admit, I'm kind of mixed on this. I'm a traditionalist a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I got to admit, I like the game. I like the shorter game because it just moves along.
Yeah.
Some of the things they've done. You know, human error and human judgment is part of all sports. We see it at all levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of the game. Now, I get that you want to get the call right. But some of those balls are really right on the line. It could go either way. It's going to be fascinating to see how it impacts the game, how it slows the game, and will it be as entertaining if they're stopping every batter or every three batters or every four batters for a challenge. So to me, it's a risk. It's worth trying, I suppose, because you obviously want to get it right. But, you know, from a traditional standpoint, I'd rather see him not have the runner on second base in extra innings. Personally, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. Well, you know, like anything, it will be, you got to see what the guardrails are behind, you know, how many challenges you're allowed,
exactly.
What the time frame is going to be. Does it really show?
You know, I think what the NFL has done with their challenges, having two, and obviously get it right, that has helped the game because, you know, again, I want the call to be right.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if it helps my team, I want the call to be right.
If you look at it from a business lens, though, a stop in the action, that's another sponsorship opportunity.
Customer. That's another commercial.
There you go. All right. When we come back, I want Mark Cass's thoughts on the Dwayne Wade statue, because each and every day, they're looking at all these bronze plaques that are right outside the UWM Panther Arena in the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Some of those don't exactly look like the individual who was enshrined. So we'll get Mark Cass's thoughts on statues. We'll talk a little bit about the Brewers offseason, and we'll look at, do wins and losses matter in terms of fans coming to Bucks games? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Tomorrow, officially, Halloween. If your shower or tub is a little scary, it might be time to do a full renovation. And we have just that opportunity for you. WTMJ and Sidex have paired together to give away a tub or shower conversion. It's your chance to get a full makeover valued at up to $10,000. All you have to do is take a picture of your shower or tub. You text the word creepy to WTMJ. The talk and text line is 855-616-1620. You submit a picture too, and you could win a full conversion from our good friends at Sidex. All the contest rules are at WTMJ.com. Back with Mark Cass from Team Lammy. Mark, when you look at wins and losses, how important is it from an organization standpoint to really be more W's than L's? Like,
well,
does that?
I think in terms of your job, it's always more important,
exactly,
right?
Right.
It obviously means for the coach, for the players, for the GM, for the president, it's very important. But I think for just drawing in people, yes, fans. That's why teams talk about all the time how important it is to have season ticket holders so that you don't have to worry about that. They've committed for 10 games, for 20 games, for 40 games. You know, but it's so important in Milwaukee because, again, you want to draw in those fans. You want to have that kind of buzz. We saw the Brewers. I mean, if the Brewers win, obviously, which they did this year in April, May, and June, they had a great August and they had a great September because of that.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking right now about the NBA and the Bucks. You know, with this slow start, it could impact their ticket sales. Now, they've done a great job in terms of their season tickets.
Right.
So that'll help. There's still a lot of, and I still think people want to see Giannis, kind of like you and I were talking, the opportunity to see a player like him. He's a generational player, one that you're not going to see again, is important. But yeah, wins and losses. If you're thinking about, I want to go to the hot ticket, right? I want to have my family at this hot game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're not winning, it's not a hot game.
Yeah, it's still entertainment and it's still something to do. But I think when a team is on a streak, or when you just get that sense that, wow, they're heading towards I want them to be from a fan
example.
Standpoint.
Actually, last year, we're at the Admirals. When the Admirals won, it was a 21-game winning streak. that, you know, when they got to 15, I mean the crowds greatly increased because there was a buzz.
Right.
That was, we got to go see this team because they're really good. They're fun. I'm thinking the NBA, if the Bucks go on a streak here, you'll see that here. We have two amazing players with both Giannis and Lillard.
Yeah.
But there's just kind of something right now, like, okay, they're 1-3.
Yeah.
And we need, so, but yes, wins and loss, incredibly important.
Yes. Someday, I'm sure, we'll have a Giannis statue outside of Fiserv Forum.
Or
someday.
Jeff Sherman statue.
Oh, yes,
I think, right.
Yeah, that could happen. You never know. But there, you know, there's only a few organizations that have statues outside in the NBA, maybe like 15 players. Yep. And obviously, the Dwayne Wade, Marquette's very own Dwayne Wade. In Miami, there's some talk that maybe the bronze statue didn't exactly
there's
have a perfect caricature.
Have you read social media, Jeff?
I saw all the talk. So as you look at from a Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame standpoint, you do bronze plaques for each one of the inductees.
They have in the past, yes.
Are those, is that a piece of art? Or are they replicas? Or how do you handle that situation?
I think it's a replica. I think you do what you can do. The kind of the best. I think we've seen it here locally with the statue on the Riverwalk with the Fonzie, you know, we've heard about that.
Fonz. Yeah.
You try to do the best you can. You know it's a replica. You know it looks like them. It's more about the person honoring. I mean, I think Wade had the perfect response. He said it was just an honor to have it done.
Yeah.
Think about that. To have a statue of yourself that's always going to be there for your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, really for your family to see forever. I think it's an amazing honor. Does it have to look exactly like the person? No, but you want it to look something like the person.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, nowadays in the world of Twitter, the world of of Instagram, everything has its own life.
The quick snap to judgment is always going to happen.
I'm waiting on the Sherman one.
Where
would you put that? Would you put that on the Riverwalk?
I did a lot of work with the Hall of Fame. Okay. I could maybe induct me.
I'll put that on our agenda. I think you're number 21 out of 20 that are going to make it, but you're close.
All right. I'm going to keep fighting for that for sure. Any updates? You know, what if I want to buy a copy of the 1982 Brewers documentary for a holiday gift. Yeah. Am I going to be able to do that?
You know, sneak preview coming up. We're going to have some news on that very soon. I'm confident. Hopefully it can happen. We had so much interest in the movie. It ended up selling so many tickets, $250,000 actually worth of tickets. Amazing response. We've gotten so many requests kind of nationally for that movie. People want to see it, whether in Charlotte, they're Atlanta. People want to see that movie. I think we're going to have some news in the next couple of weeks to help people kind of with that Christmas gift.
All right. And then you're still looking at some streaming opportunities too, hopefully for next year.
Yeah, working on that. I mean, obviously our three guys out of Hollywood who did an amazing job in this movie are working on it. They just were overwhelmed with the response. What a great, and you know, I think if we would be in the World Series right now, we'd be selling more tickets, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's hard to watch that World Series thinking that Brewers could have been there.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know. Do I say go Dodgers? I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence who I want to cheer for.
I think the Freeman story is a great story. Don't you think the Freeman?
That's true. Yes. Yeah,
I mean, his
for
son
sure.
being sick, that's just a great story. Yankees, it's hard to want them to win.
All right, Mark Cass, Team Lammy, the business of sports on the upswing. Appreciate your time.
Always good to be here, Jeff.